Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob on our middle Sabbath once again, August 18th. And we're at episode number 10 already. And it's going to be our second session with Holly Wharton. Remember last Wednesday? If trees could talk, life lessons from the wisdom of the woods. And we heard from the Ranmore Oak, from Holly Wharton's wonderful little devotional book. And today we're going to hear from yet another tree. I'll let her kind of tell us how she found this tree, I guess, and what it is, and then we'll center our hearts on this tree and what it has to say to us. But today's tree is a Western hemlock tree. She says, I was deep in the Savernake Forest, and I hurried and looked for the trail that would take me to the King of Limbs. The King of Limbs, the Western hemlock, otherwise known as the Tsuga heterophylla, is an evergreen conifer, member of the pine family, native to the west coast of North America, also known as a Western hemlock spruce. Commonly planted for timber and wood pulp in Britain and valued for its rapid growth. It's a commercial tree. You can plant a lot of them. They grow quick. You cut them down and you use them for wood. They're looked down upon, these hemlocks. They don't really live a tree life. They live a commercial life. As Holly walked down the path, one particular hemlock called to her. It was located just off the path, and she stepped right up to the trunk. She put her hands on the bark. Remember, it's best to use your palms so you can really feel the tree and feel its vibrations. She looked around to a sea of apparently identical trees, all lined up, growing together just to be cut down again. The ground littered with broken branches, and most of the surrounding hemlocks had bare branches at the lower levels. The greenery was reserved for the upper levels. But this particular hemlock that spoke to Holly was right near the trail. It was bare, long branches that gracefully sloped down the path. And as she came upon it and put her palm on the tree, it spoke. And here's what it said. I have something to say. We feel like we are looked down upon. We know that we are not native. We have been planted here. We are not native to this land. But we did not ask to be put here. We are not like other native trees in this wood, which would be allowed to live their full lives until they fall on their own or are struck by lightning or are felled only because they are a danger to someone who is perhaps walking down the trail. We are here because we will be felled for our timber. You have seen the stacks and stacks of our relatives, trees like us. This is Forestry Commission land. This is what we are here for. You may think us ugly. Our bare trunks, our little naked sticks, stuck out of them like a skinny porcupine. Just a bit of green on the upper top of the tree and a wasteland down below. Broken branches, piles of needles, dry needles, and far off, some baby hemlocks, which add a bit of interest, perhaps, to the woods. We are not here for our beauty. We are not here because we belong here. We are not here because we are native. We are here because we have been planted here, and we have a purpose here. As long as you humans need timber, As long as you need wood for your furniture, as long as you need paper, as long as you need those things that are made of trees, we will be here. We will be planted. Not us exactly, but others like us. This is our future. This is our purpose. We are here to serve a purpose for your people. We are very different from the other trees you have talked to. You have mostly been speaking to native British trees, and we are not that. We know this. But rather than feeling the disdain, the disrespect of people as they walk through us, as they walk through this part of the forest that is not made up of native trees, we still would like to feel your respect. So maybe we are not as beautiful as the old Ranmore oak, or a holly, or a hawthorn, but we are providing a service. We are here to provide a service. We give you things that you use, and we give you things that you need, and we would like respect. And perhaps you can try to see the beauty. You can see the beauty in our service. You can see the beauty in our uniformity. You can see the beauty in the little baby trees that you find here and again underneath the taller trees. Perhaps you can find the beauty in this non-native forest. It is not totally devoid of life. If you can hear a bird over there. Another tree you spoke to spoke of the symphony of the leaves in the wind. And you can hear that now. We also contribute to the symphony. You can hear the rustling of our needles high above. Why then can you not appreciate our beauty? You can. It is a change of attitude. It is a change of belief. It is a change of perspective. We would like to feel respect as you and others walk through this non-native forest, this commercial forest, this rustling of our needles in the wind, softly. Look at our branches up high against the blue sky. We can be so graceful as we softly wave our branches in the breeze. We are not ugly. We are trees, just like the native trees. And we are here to provide a service. Do not think that we would not prefer to live out a long life, as do the oaks, as do the yews. Do not think that. But this is our lot in life. This is who we are. This is what we are. This is our purpose in life. This is our path. And we have the same tree spirits as those other native trees that you have been speaking to. We are also individuals. Although we may look the same to you, we ask that you please, please, look upon us with respect. Look upon us as individuals, short-lived individuals, who will be providing a service to you and to other humans. We are here to serve. And I hope that you will learn to appreciate us, to value us, to respect us. And when you walk through a commercial forest made up of non-native trees, see it as something different, not lesser than, just different. Pay attention to attitude and how it changes as you walk through the rest of this commercial forest and other commercial forests in the future. We ask, please, that you do not see us as lesser than, but rather just different. And that you see us as individuals, and you see the service that we are here to provide for you. because that is our role. Thank you for listening. Amen. And one reminder, tonight is our Zoom discussion group. We'll probably be talking a little bit about this one and others and probably other things. It's at 7 o'clock Central Time. The link to our Zoom meeting is right on this very email. All you have to do is take your little mouse and move it right onto that link and click it and join the meeting. That's all you have to do. Don't have to say a word. Don't even have to put the video camera on. At least you can absorb and listen. After all, that's all the Western Hemlock wanted to. Have a blessed Middle Sabbath. Amen.